Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. It's raining earnings upgrade for India Inc. Buyer of last resort for corp bonds coming soon. Laggards financial see bullish build-up in futures. And lenders left in the lurch in Amazon futures standoff. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore exchange traded 15 points lower at 7 a.m, signalling likely weakness on the Lal Street. Elsewhere, Asian stocks rose amid optimism about progress on stimulus talks in Washington. Australian stocks opened slightly higher, while shares also climbed in Japan and South Korea. Renewed US stimulus hopes held Wall Street higher in overnight trade. Google parent company Alphabet rose despite an antitrust lawsuit against it by the US Justice Department. Dow rose 0.40%, the S&P 500 0.47% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq 0.33%. In oil market, the crude prices fell on Wednesday after a surprise climb in US crude stockpiles added concerns about a global supply glut. Brent crude futures for December delivery fell 22 cents or 0.5% to $42.94 a barrel, while WTI crude futures slipped 23 cents or 0.7% to $41.47. In currency market, the rupee depreciated by 12 paise and settled for the day at 73.49 against the US dollar on Tuesday. The dollar was pinned near a one-week low as investors optimistic about the prospect of a US stimulus package sought riskier currencies. The yen was little changed, the euro rose 0.1% as did the British pound. The offshore yuan traded at 6.6605 to the dollar. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices dipped in Indian markets, tracking decline in global rates. On MCX, December gold futures slipped 0.2% to ₹50,584 per 10 gram, while silver futures fell 0.35% to ₹61,882. In international markets, gold added 0.2% to $1,910.48 an ounce. All in all, the Lal Street looked set for a flat start. On Tuesday, Nifty 50 climbed for the third session in a row, but could not reclaim the 11,900 level on a closing basis. The index formed a small bullish candle on the daily chart with a long upper wick. Analysts said any strong downside looks unlikely for now. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. Brokerages are upgrading earnings and hiking target prices for major Indian companies as the economic recovery gathers steam ahead of the festive season. Sectors such as cement, auto, IT and metals, which form over a quarter of the weight of the benchmark Nifty, have seen upgrades in recent weeks and months. A buyer of last resort entity for corporate bonds is in the offing. The government is said to have agreed to the proposal to set up a body that will provide liquidity and confidence to the bond market in the event of a crisis. The SEBI Committee on Mutual Funds is working on the contours of the concept. While financial stocks have thus far not participated in the market rally from the March lows, they are now seeking to make up for the lost time. Speculative bullish positions are building up in both banking and NBFC stocks in the derivative segment as worries remain over the fate of interest payments and recoveries of advances. Meanwhile, lenders to the Future Group and its bondholders say they are facing the prospect of providing for thousands of crores in potential losses on the debt as the retailer's legal battle with Amazon threatens to drag out the sale to Reliance Retail. Future has approached lenders for a reconstruction plan as it raises to prevent its loans from being declared non-performing assets. Bankers say restructuring is the only option as it does not have enough cash flow to service loans immediately. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Bharti Airtel is developing 5G network technologies in India through own R&D and in collaboration with local US and Japanese firms, underlining a dramatic shift in strategy. Most brokerages have maintained a bullish view on HDFC Life Insurance Company after the insurer on Monday reported a 5.63% year-on-year rise in profit for the September quarter. RIL-owned Jio Platform said on Tuesday that it has locally developed and tested a fifth-generation radio access network that is capable of transferring data at more than a gigabit per second. HUL reported a 16% growth in sales and 9% rise in profit in the September quarter from year earlier, helped by the acquisition of GSK Consumer. NBCC is expected to raise more than Rs 500 crore by auctioning 6 properties of the Amarpali Group in a bid to generate funds to complete the developer's stuck projects. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.